Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. With you here, Ali Madawi, live out of Neptune, New Jersey, area director with Thrive. Very, very excited about today's call as we have a new topic that is very, very personal to many of us. And more importantly, this call is available and provided for all the individuals that are part of the Thrive Network, whether you got started March of 2010 when the company just got started and formerly called as North American Power, or you just started yesterday as we rebranded as Thrive. And again, we're very, very excited to have you. If you are online, the best way to connect or if you want to share this blog talk with anyone is noontimecall.com. Again, that's noontimecall.com. You can text it. You can put it on Facebook for whomever you want to actually bring them in so they can listen a little bit on what's going on and hear a perspective from different leaders and different topics throughout the week. And today we have an awesome individual that I'm excited to introduce to all of you and those of you who haven't heard from him just yet. And for anyone that is not in front of a computer and wants to get on by phone, the number is 718-305-6534. Again, it's 718-305-6534. Again, my name is Ali Madawi. I've been with Thrive myself for just a little short of 3 years now. I'm very, very excited about the things that came out of this opportunity, the culture and the environment that it become and I'm part of. And that's, I guess, the best way that we can get into our very first topic, which is going to be split in really two different topics. We're going to talk a little bit about the culture that Thrive represents and the vision behind it and where we're headed. And also we're going to talk about the importance of events and what the do actual events do to your business and why it is so important to stay plugged in. So with me today on the call, a gentleman that's going to be helping me co-host, and we're going to just elaborate a little bit on different perspectives. He is highly documented in the industry. He really retired himself from a job from the post office because of energy deregulation and, you know, took the industry and the market at the best time possible. And it allowed him to grow a network. And, I mean, obviously it didn't just happen that way, but he worked really, really hard on himself. I respect him a lot because who he is not somebody who he tries to be, but what you see is what you get. Always working on himself. If he's not listening to an audio book, he's reading a book. If he's not reading a book, he's watching a video, at least on YouTube or anything, to make himself not only a better business person, but a better father to his kids, a better husband, and a better person overall. I got to meet him more or less about 5-6 months ago, and we've been in contact really since April of last year, where we connected online via LinkedIn. And I knew that I was going to learn a lot from him. So without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't had the chance to hear from him, last time we had him about 2 months ago on the show, Joe Barcato. Can you hear us, sir?
I can hear you, Ali. Thanks for your introduction, and you're putting way too much pressure on me. I'm not a kid.
No, not at all. You know, Jim Rohn said the best edification is a genuine one. So if I did a good job, you know I meant every single thing from the bottom of my heart.
I appreciate that. And, you know, the feeling is mutual, my friend. No doubt
about
it.
That means the world. Well, Joe, before we go ahead and start talking about a topic, is there anything that you want to just, that I failed to mention or anything that you want to share a little bit with our listeners before we get into our topic, or if you want to just go right ahead and kind of let us a little bit know the Thrive brand and the North American Power movement that got started, what do you see as a culture or where are we heading as a culture in your perspective?
Well, you know, my perspective of, you know, where I see Thrive going, you know, now that eventually within the next few months we'll officially be known as Thrive and North American Power will be the energy part of the company, that, you know, what I see and what I've seen in the past is how important culture is. You know, when you sort of read, if you read up on a lot of Richard Branson, he has a book called Screw Business as Usual, which I was very shocked to find out that really the book was about sustainability and sustainability within, you know, cultures and businesses and entrepreneurship that, you know, at the end of the day, everyone wants to make money. That's just a given. Everyone wants to be a leader. That's just a given. You know, sometimes in this industry, leaders equate to a paycheck. And, you know, but people will always do more for a cause than they ever will do for money or even themselves. You know, and if you've seen, like, you know, using 9/11, for example, where everyone came out to help everyone during that time, or if you use the Sandy storm that we had, you know, here in the Jersey Shore, where, you know, you saw just people on the streets helping strangers clean out their basements in Staten Island, and no one was getting paid for it, you know. So the, you know, people will absolutely do more for a cause than they ever will do for money. And I think with the Missions to Millions that North America Power has in place, and now it's over $1 million, you know, raised through that, I think it's just a tremendous thing for us to elaborate on. And I guess I'll plug what we're doing this Saturday, January 10th in Hillside with the Food Bank of New Jersey, about 15 to 20 of us and hopefully more. We'll be there from 11:30 to 1, just, you know, going in there and getting our hands dirty and you know, putting our money where our mouth is and really getting out there and helping that organization. And I know, you know, myself and you, Ali, and a lot of people on the team are looking forward to doing a lot more events like this in the future.
And I'm so, so excited. And ladies and gentlemen, just to reiterate, and if you don't know, or you haven't heard, this Saturday, January 10th, from 11:30 to 1:30, a group of Thrive representatives, and I got to give the credit to the man himself, Joe Barricado, who actually reached out and sent an email to corporate and said, I would like to do something if you would allow me with my group, and we would like to go out and not only talk about the charitable donations, but we want to get our hands dirty and represent what we talk about, which again tells you a lot about who he is. And I don't want to turn this into a Joe Barricado show, but you know, we're going out there is because of a vision that really you started for me personally, I can say. You know, hey, let's actually go ahead and make a difference. And this, again, Saturday from 11:30 to 1:30, we're going to be in the warehouse of the Food Bank of New Jersey in Hillside, New Jersey. It's right by Elizabeth, about 10 minutes away from Newark Airport. And I would like to extend the invitation out to anyone who would like to join us. And I'll give my number out to everybody. Just all you got to do is send me a text message with your first and last name. Hey, I'd like to participate. And you can come out. You know, obviously, I have to make sure I'll send you an email just so you know dress codes and so on and so forth. But you're definitely more than welcome. We'll be putting, you know, food in boxes for the homeless. We'll be helping out literally all operation in the assembly line, taking a lot of pictures, and the Food Bank of New Jersey will actually put an article out there about this day. So it'll be awesome for you to be part of it. And it's a little bit of a documentation that you can carry with you that you were part of a difference-making event. And, again, this is this Saturday, January 10th from 11:30 to 1:30. And the number to text in order to participate is 732-688-4259. Again, that number is 732-688-4259. And this will be the very first official Mission to Millions event, and we're going to have plenty more to come. I can promise you that. This one is led by Joe Barricado and the New Jersey leadership. In the future, we're going to have a partnership with Thrive and doing much, much bigger events. And Joe, I think we're going to put together a nice montage and a video that's going to be introduced on January 31st, correct?
Yes, we're going to do that. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's funny, I'm thinking, because, you know, it's great that, you know, every electric customer pays a dollar, but once you sign that customer up, you know, it's sort of done. Like, there's really no thought to giving at that point. And, you know, doing these events, you know, there's nothing that you can't compare, you know, when you're actually doing the actual work that, you know, we read about in so many of these, you know, the charities that are, you know, used in Missions to Millions. So, Yeah, I'm excited for it, and we'll definitely do many more events in the future. And you know, excited to see other people in the Thrive community start their own events in there. You know, I mean, we're in so many states, the impact we can have can be huge.
Yep, no, absolutely. And as of right now, again, we have about 15 to 20 committed individuals that will be there for us. I do have I'd say 15, maybe 20 gears, mixed North American Power and Thrive. For the first 15 to 20 people who are going to be there and obviously committed are going to have the gear. I know that I'm going to have an extra 10 pieces. So the first 10 people will leave also with a memorable picture. We have a professional photographer out there, and I can promise you this will be a heartfelt, memorable experience that is going to ignite a whole side out of the way we really do business. And, you know, I guess it's the appropriate time to talk about it. You know, as North American Power and Thrive, ladies and gentlemen, we are literally a program of incentivized goodwill. See, when you enroll somebody for energy, for example, yes, you're going to get paid, but they get $50. They get an incentive. When you help somebody get their fast start, you get more money in your pocket. When you help somebody get the position of manager, it's a higher rank for you and higher commissions for you. When you help somebody with the home automation, whether it's to get an iPad or free installation or whatever the case may be, you get more money in your pocket. And now with Simple Health, it's going to be another incentive to position themselves in a situation where they can literally have a better, efficient lifestyle from a health perspective and a financial perspective. Joe, if you can just kind of give me a little bit and all the listeners, what do you see as far as, you know, this movement and this culture that really was created a little while ago, but I don't think we're right where we need to be just yet? And where do you see this culture and the impact that it's going to have on the masses overall?
You know, I mean, the impact, I personally believe, will be huge. It'll make, you know, at the end of the day, what we're looking to achieve, you know, the bottom line, what we're looking to achieve is to help people in need. You know, I mean, that's the bottom line, period. But in doing so, you know, it'll just attract people to the business as well to, you know, again, because going back to, you know, what I said at the beginning, not that I came up with it, but people like to do more. Not everyone is money driven. You know, it's just a fact. It's, you know, not everyone I know needs to make $50,000 a month or even $10,000 a month. There are people out there that are very content with their lives, whether, you know, we want to accept that or not. And, you know, you can't drill into someone's head that the middle class is shrinking and don't you see where this is going? And some people don't. But those same people, you know, at the same time, they might be a different breed of person that just loves to be involved in something that has a, you know, a charitable culture around it. And that's another thing I can see to use to, you know, to build the company as far as having a strong, strong culture to it. And, you know, making people excited to attend events and building relationships. I mean, these events will absolutely help us all get to know each other. And you know, by getting to know each other, we obviously, you know, build a stronger team and business.
And it's so funny how if you think about anything in terms of business, you know, all commercials that we watch every single day in TV or whatever commercials that we see on billboards, I mean, you know, look at Nike. They don't advertise sneakers or gear anymore. They advertise a culture, you know, just do it. You know, no excuses or whatever the case may be. Or, you know, you have so many different programs out there or shows out there or even companies that are, you know, they're selling a phone or they're selling a gadget or they're selling, you know, food. But they're not necessarily promoting that food or they're not promoting the gadget. They're actually promoting the culture that gadget or the food is creating. You know, like Weight Watchers and all these programs, you know, they don't show the meals themselves and they say, here's what you're going to get in a package and here's the price you're going to pay for it. But they show the happiness that it creates for a whole family and how they will sleep and that kind of stuff. So I can't agree with you more on the sense that, you know, creating a culture of an army of people who are just going out there and making a difference, not necessarily in the sense of business or just money. I mean, yes, we all want to have a thriving successful business, but to make that much of a difference, I think it's going to attract so much more people for what we're doing versus what we're getting out of it, which is much more important, obviously, for the masses. Now, the second topic that we were going to hit on, and I know this is something that we talk about and a lot of people on this call probably have heard about many, many times, but it's just as important to talk about it because it's that much of a difference maker. Attending events, and an event could be a live webcast, an event could be a local hotel meeting, an event could be a home meeting, whatever the case may be. So, Joe, throughout your career in network marketing and the success that you've had, would you say events have a lot to do or a little bit to do with it? Or, you know, what do you have to say about that?
I think events have everything to do with it, you know, for the main reason of, you know, events also are part of the culture of any company. And, you know, I really come from a music background. And, you know, if you watch any old videos of Bruce Dean or even Dave Matthews, it's funny to say old videos of Dave Matthews because he's been out over 20 years now. But if you look at what they did is they built a grassroots following of people that wanted to come see them. And, you know, the only way they sold a million records, or you know, they're not going to, you know, announce a tour and no one come to see it. And they built value, they built reasons for people to come. And with the events, it's really like, you know, it's getting around the fire, getting around the people that are excited and enthusiastic about the business. And that enthusiasm is contagious. You know, there's no way to hear you speak personally, Ali, and not be inspired. I mean, I saw you speak at the convention, and you were phenomenal. I see you speak at home meetings and that. And, you know, it can't be manufactured, that kind of enthusiasm and that kind of, you know, sincerity where you believe in what you're doing and you're not just in it to be a six-figure income earner, you know, at the next convention or anything like that. But, yeah, so, you know, getting people around, you know, I mean, the Super Bowl, I mean, I've heard it said so many times, you can't explain to someone, if you go to an event, there's no way to explain to them the excitement you got. Like the event in Connecticut on December 6th, there's no way I could explain to people the excitement in that room. Like you just sort of had to be there to feel it. So, you know, at the end of the day, promoting events is almost 50% of building this business, if not more. I mean, obviously the action steps of getting customers and sharing the opportunity, but, you know, what do you do when you have that new rep in the business? Like, how do you get them excited? You get them excited by using a third-party tool, and the biggest third-party tool out there is the events, is coming to hear the top income earners speak, coming to hear Kerry speak. Just, again, being around all the excited people. There's no way to, you know, put a few hundred people in the room and you know, that itself creates a vibe, and that's really what's so important about getting to these events. So, you know, going to the events is almost crucial in getting at the top of any company.
Well, I can't agree with you more. And Joe, you know, for the listeners, because I don't want this to, you know, to turn into, you know, whatever Ali says, but just so it comes from a different voice, because it's so important. I've had many leaders, unfortunately, and not to call out any names, but I've had leaders that, you know, say, you know, Ali, I really don't need that rah-rah. I get it. I understand the value of the business. You know, I don't need to get hyped up and get all excited. You know, I mean, is it really just rah-rah and hype and try to motivate people? I mean, what do you have to say to that?
I'd say it's 100% rah-rah, and I say that tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, I mean, listen, we all go through the same things. You know, on Sunday, I personally do not watch football. I like football. I know how to play football. I know the rules, but I don't waste, like, my Sunday isn't owned by football. I do like the UFC, and once a month I'll watch a fight. But, you know, there's not, like my dad's a huge Giant fan. But, you know, I might get an argument with my dad. Let's say if my dad said, you're in that rah-rah business and all that kind of jazz. But, you know, at the same time, like, you have a Giant fan cheering for the Giants. And so you think in the middle of, you know, what I usually say to people, and it's sort of tongue-in-cheek just to give like a parable or, you know, another perspective is, how could a Super Bowl team win without the coach inspiring them and motivating them, which at the end of the day, inspiration and motivation, that's what most average people look at as rah-rah, because they're in their mundane 9-to-5 getting kicked down every day, and they just don't want to get out of their own way. So, you know, you can't build anything massive or worthwhile without some sort of rah-rah. So, you know, the people that hate the rah-rah, I mean, I guess it's tough to get them out of that, because, you know, for some reason, who, you know, whether the sponsor or whatever it is, did not do a good job of getting them excited about the future they have with Thrive. I mean, again, just to touch on, if you would have told me 2 years ago that I'd have a chance to make residual income in healthcare, I would have looked at you even then and said, you're crazy, or please let me know when. That's, you know, I've always been the kind of guy, like, where if there's an opportunity there to, you know, be free and live a happier life, why wouldn't you want to do it? So at the end of the day, you're looking, so the people that have that mindset are going to want to be around rah-rah, because, again, you can't build a Super Bowl team without the coach at halftime in the locker room rah-rah in the team. It's just, it's, you know, I mean, what coach would say, all right, guys, let's try to make some tackles and, you know, maybe we'll do okay. And, you know, good luck there, you know, champ, you know, try to throw the ball good. You know, just, you got it. It's all, you know, rah-rah really is, again, motivation and inspiring people.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. And folks, just if I may give you the details about this event, we've had the first one last year. Last year was a two-day event. This year is only a one-day event. It's January 31st. It's going to be in Woodbridge, New Jersey. The link for the event itself is S as in Sam, B as in boy, R as in Robert, number 2.eventbrite.com. That's EventBrite.com. Again, that's SBR2.eventbrite.com. And for everyone who pre-registers, this is something that we have. The registration is going to be closed on January 20th. And for all the individuals that do actually register before the 20th, if you bring with you 20 pre-registered business partners or even guests, and, you know, obviously I have access to all the attendees list, you actually will get your registration feedback right on stage as part of our recognition. This is not your typical PowerPoint sit down and watch all the events and listen to different speakers. This will be a workshop where we're going to be breaking down as different groups. We're going to have writing the reason why together, putting the list together, making the phone calls together, sending text messages together, and you're going to have national directors and top regional directors on the head of each group, area directors with massive success. So you're literally going to pretty much have one-on-one coaching. This is why it's a Super Bowl regional event, and it's the January 31st. We're going to have giveaways. We're going to have an award for the most valuable player in the event itself for that day. The whole room itself will literally, and I mean this, will be a football field. You know, you're going to see the lines of scrimmage. You're going to see the end zone. We're going to have sideline journalists and so much more. So this event is not to miss out on. And again, it's sbr2.eventbrite.com. I recommend to all of you right now, because it will sell out. It's just about 45% sold out right now. The pre-registration is going to be closed on the 20th of January. I would hate for you to miss out on it. Thrive Live was the initial introduction for Simple Health and the compensation plan. Well, this event, Super Bowl Regional 2, will be the follow-up. We're going to have updated information. We're going to have training information. We're going to have new websites and dates and things that you do not want to miss. This is not going to be, unfortunately, broadcasted. So it's an event that's going to be in New Jersey. So if you are anywhere, I mean, I can tell you, Steve Branch from Georgia has registered. I have people from Texas, from Illinois, from Indiana, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania. We have people literally that are coming from New Hampshire, Rhode Island, all over the country. I mean, this is grabbing national attention, and I'm so excited for everybody who's going to be there, because I can promise you this is the launch of your 2015, because we haven't had since, obviously, December 6th, any major event, and this will be it. So Super Bowl Regional 2, eventbrite.com. It is just about 12:25 p.m. Eastern time, and I'm going to actually suggest for anyone that's online, noontimecall.com. If you have any question, just select the question mark next to your name, and we'll open the line for you. If you have any question for our guest Joe Barcato or myself about any of the information that we shared with you today, or if you have any comments or anything that you need to know, we'd love to share it with you. So we'll keep another 5 minutes for any questions that anyone might have. Joe, you know what I'm going to ask you. Give me a book. Last time we talked about a book that you recommended, and I have an audio book. So I need to, you know, a book that has put a huge impact on your career, a second one. I know you gave me like three or four last time, but that's my final question to everyone every time.
It's tough. I think, you know, a great book that pertains to this business is probably the oldest book out there in personal development of how to win friends and influence people. I think I heard, who's the guy, what's his name? Orrin Woodward has a great joke that when he read that book, he realized that he was reading How to Lose Friends Under the Influence. So, you know, that's a joke, by the way. You know, you read that book and you realize, like when I read that book, I realized why so many people at the time weren't willing to meet with me. And, you know, you sort of read that book to figure it out. And it's a great psychological book on human behavior. And because, you know, this business, a lot of this business is figuring out what people are thinking and, you know, being that attractive person to other people to want to take a look at what we have. So How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's not even a read. That book, I try to read that now once a year because you can forget a lot of stuff in that book easily when you go back to your regular self. So if anyone hasn't checked that out, I'm sure most people have, but that's an absolute once-a-year read.
Awesome, awesome. And ladies and gentlemen, again, we have another 3 minutes. Anyone that has any questions from your computer or whatever you're logged in through, just select the question mark, and we'll definitely open your line for you. We'll only announce the 4-6 digits of your number just so we don't expose the whole number. And it looks like we have our very first question from 304-553. That's 304-553. You're live, your name, and where you're calling from.
Hey, I'm in West Virginia. I was just curious what the latest Vivint promotion is.
Could you say that one more time? Your line is breaking up.
What's the latest Vivint promotion?
As of the moment, there is no Vivint promotions. The last one that we had was actually for until the December 31st. If you refer just one, you get $150. But as of right now, we don't have any Vivint promotions. But if you do refer to your back office, you'll see the cutoff dates that we've had for the last promotion itself.
Yeah, well, Vivint has free installation and free activation, so do we at least have that?
It'll probably be in your back office if we do. Just because we don't own Vivint, Vivint obviously is a company on its own. We just partnered up with them to get paid on their customers as well. So, you know, they might have certain promotions at times that we don't have, and like when we had the free iPad and the free installation, they didn't have it. So, you know, different seasons and different times. But I'll definitely refer to your back office under news, and you'll see everything you need to know about any promotions that we have.
Okay, thanks.
You're very welcome. We got like another 2 minutes here. Any questions that anyone might have? And again, just in the meanwhile, if in case we get any questions, the event for Mission to Millions in New Jersey is January 10th, and the number to text that you want to participate is 732-688-4259, and the Super Bowl regional events link is SBR2, that's Sam Bob Robert 2, that eventbrite.com. And this call obviously is on every single day from Monday to Friday at 12 o'clock noon Eastern time with different leaders. Sometimes you'll hear Bob Doran, sometimes you hear Kevin Marino, sometimes you hear myself, or sometimes you hear anybody that's in the marketplace that's conducting these calls. So we want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time today and really listening to this little bit of information, and I hope you find it valuable. If at any time you want to go back and listen to any calls in the past or today's, you can definitely go back to the very same website, noontimecall.com. Go on their archives and pick any call that you want to host or listen to. So, again, we want to thank each and every one of you for your time. This call is officially over. Have a great day, guys and gals.